Could I just clarify, is there reproducibility in Furman staging, particularly coming in from the community?
Yeah, I think the answer to that is yes. And as long as you understand that the reproducibility is within grades, so Furman grades 1 and 2 are very reproducible. Furman grades 3 and 4 are very reproducible. Sometimes there's difficulty between those two groups of patients that one needs to be aware of. And also be aware that sometimes pathologists in the community talk about the most common Furman grade, whereas at an academic center, our pathologists talk about the worst Furman grade. So if you have 5% Furman grade 3 or 4 and 80% Furman 2, we would call that a Furman 3 or 4.
I want to get back about the issue of what to do with this lady, but first, for the people who are listening as opposed to watching, they couldn't see Dr. Hudson's smile when you were talking about Furman status. So I want to know what he was thinking.
I agree with Bob. So, you know, the challenges that we face in kidney cancer, which is, you know, as a kidney cancer doctor, I'll say I don't think it's rare because I see so much of it, but it's certainly not as common as others. And we do see a large difference in pathologic expertise. And so I do think you can get into a situation like that. So there's been a lot of data that's existed. Bob's been involved in the generation of some of that data at his time at UCLA, looking at Furman grade as predictors of how people are going to do. But looking at the patient and how they're doing is what I tend to use more reliably in my practice, which is more community-based than the others at this table.